Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. Haunted Heights Trail starts September 30th. Check out the Haunted Heights Trail at 1764 Kathleen Street in McRae Heights. The 800-foot trail officially opens Friday, September 30th, and runs 8 to 11 p.m. The trail runs Fridays and Saturdays throughout October from 8 to 11 p.m. It also runs Sunday, October 30th from 7 to 10 p.m. Admission is $10, or $7 with two non-perishable food items, human or pet. The organizers are trying to raise 2 tons of food for the Sudbury Food Bank. Event is okay for kids 8 years of age and older. Anyone under the age of 16 must be accompanied by an adult. Dogs are not permitted. Due to the terrain, the trail is not wheelchair accessible. Learn more on the event's Facebook page. STC, Yes Theater Teen Page to Stage Program SEPT. 30 application deadline. Sudbury Theater Center and Yes Theater invite all budding playwrights in grade 9 to 12 to take part in the new playwriting series, From Page to Stage. Running over 10 Monday evenings, successful applicants will work in a small group setting with instructor Kelsey Rutledge to create a collaborative play. Application deadline is September 30th. For more information on how to apply, visit sudburytheater.com/students-on-stage.meet-the-mayoral-candidates event, hosted by CARP and Sudbury Arts Council, October. 1A, Meet the Mayoral Candidates event takes place on October 1st at the Parkside Older Adult Center, 140 Durham Street. Beginning at 1 p.m. The event is being hosted by the Canadian Association for Retired Persons, CARP, Sudbury Chapter and the Sudbury Arts Council. All 9 mayoral candidates have been invited to participate. The Parkside Older Adult Center has room for approximately 250 people, and the event will be live-streamed on the organization's Facebook page. Tree planting and children's art event at Percy Playground OCT. 1 Junction Creek Stewardship Committee holds a tree planting and children's art event in the Flour Mill area from 1 to 3:30 p.m. October 1st. Meet at Percy Playground, 600 Percy Street. Parking is available at the Abundant Life Healing Center, 360 Perot Street. The tree planting along Junction Creek takes place 1 to 3:30 p.m., and will be done under the expert guidance of Peter Beckett, a local ecologist and leading expert in Sudbury's re-greening efforts. Trees and shrubs that are 1 to 3 gallons in size will be planted instead of seedlings to generate an immediate positive impact and maximize plant survivorship. From 2 to 4 p.m., join artist Sophie Edwards and Echo for an art engagement for children titled, Exploring Tree Families Through Drawing. Using drawing as a tool for close observation, children will explore how trees are part of an intergenerational, interspecies family. This event is supported by TD Friends of the Environment Foundation and Early Childhood Creative Collaborations. Register online here. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents Symphony Crawl October. 1 Sudbury Symphony Orchestra brings back its popular Symphony Crawl October 1st. The crawl takes place this year from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. indoors at Science North. The event will introduce people to each of its concerts in its 2022-23 season, Fired Up. Throughout the building there will be 8 different posts, at which one of Science North's Bluecoats will demonstrate the link between science and music with the help of a number of different live music performances by SSO musicians. You can bring the whole family to get a taste of SSO's upcoming concerts, get involved in some interactive activities, and learn a bit about the science behind the sounds. All these musical experiences are included in the Admission to Science North book launch, The Strange Grave of Mikey Dunbar by Jeremy John, October. 1 Jeremy Dunton, who goes by the pen name Jeremy John, holds a launch for his book The Strange Grave of Mikey Dunbar from 7 to 11 p.m. October 1st at 46 North Brewery. Boo! See, scared you already. This collection of short, spooky stories is perfect for reading out loud on Halloween night, at a sleepover, or around the campfire. Jeremy John takes you on a frightening trip to the past, where Wild West criminals meet the hangman and brave knights battle monsters in the forest, through to today, where young vampires find victims through dating apps and spirits possess smart speakers. Turn out the lights, grab a flashlight, hide under the blankets, and enjoy the fun frights of ghosts who feed on trick-or-treating kids, a pumpkin patch that hides a terrible secret, and who, or what, is buried in the grave of Mikey Dunbar. 5 Artists, 5 Views Art Exhibit OCT. 1-2 Check out contemporary art by local artists Joan Chivett, Elizabeth Irvine, Kim McKibben, Liz Peekstock and Paulette Stewart as part of the 5 Artists, 5 Views exhibit, presented in conjunction with Culture Days. Exhibit runs October 1-2 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Warehouse Studio, located at 338 John Street Center Club Dodge Door de la Vallée Spaghetti Dinner October 2 beginning at 4:30 p.m. on October 2, the Center Club Dodge Door de la Vallée will host a spaghetti dinner. Tickets are $15, $7 for children 5 to 10 years old and free for children 5 and under. You can find more information here. Run for the Cure October 2. The Canadian Cancer Society, CCS, and CIBC are inviting Canadians to rally together in person at the 31st Annual Canadian Cancer Society CIBC Run for the Cure, taking place on Sunday, October 2 in more than 50 communities across the country. The Sudbury event takes place starting at 9:30 a.m. at Cambrian College. As the largest nationwide volunteer-led initiative in support of breast cancer, the event raises funds for groundbreaking research, support programs and advocacy efforts to ensure people affected by breast cancer live longer, healthier lives. Book launch, Sisu's Winter War by Lisa Kovala, October 2. Latitude 46 Publishing, Northern Ontario's English-language publisher, is launching its second book this season by Sudbury author Lisa Kovala, Sisu's Winter War, at 2 p.m. on Sunday, October 2 at Voima Hall, Finlandia Village. Lisa Kovala is a Finnish-Canadian author and retired teacher. Her first book, Surviving Stutthof, My Father's Memories Behind the Death Gate, Latitude 46, 2017, was shortlisted for a Northern Lit Award and published in Finland under the title Stutthofin Selvitaja, Docendo, 2020. Her work is inspired by her Finnish heritage and the northern landscape she calls home. Lars Sudbury's Free Union Duke Concert in the Park OCT. 2. Lars Sudbury, an organization dedicated to supporting people with intellectual disabilities, is hosting a free concert on October 2 in Bell Park, featuring the sounds of Union Duke. Held at the Grace Hartman Amphitheater, the show will be Rain or Shine. Opening for Union Duke will be well-known Sudbury singer-songwriter, Eric Mullin, and entertainer, musician and actor, Steph Paquette, will host the show. The concert gets underway at 2 p.m., with the Maker's Market and food vendors open at 1 p.m. Canadian Hard of Hearing Association AGM, speech by race car driver Chris Martin, October 3. Race car driver Chris Martin is the keynote speaker at the Canadian Hard of Hearing Association's AGM, which takes place October 3 at 7 p.m. at the Northbury Hotel. Martin was born profoundly deaf, and uses a cochlear implant. Register at 705-523-5695. Mayoral Town Hall, hosted by Coalition for a Livable Sudbury, October 3. On October 3, Coalition for a Livable Sudbury is hosting a mayoral town hall at Sudbury Indie Cinema, 162 Mackenzie Street. From 7 to 9 p.m. the event will focus on environmental and social issues, and will also be live-streamed. Book launch, Rhubarb, Strawberries, and Willows by former Cambrian College President Sylvia Barnard, October 3, 4 and 15. Former Cambrian College President Sylvia Barnard has found a new life in retirement, novelist. Barnard's debut novel, Rhubarb, Strawberries, and Willows, is a time-shifting adventure about a woman who mysteriously moved back and forth through time in Northern Ontario, living different lives, but on the same homestead. Barnard was president of Cambrian College between 2002 to 2013. Barnard is coming back to Sudbury for the launch of Rhubarb, Strawberries, and Willows. Book signings and a reading from the novel will be held at the Greater Sudbury Public Library, Main Branch Library 6 p.m. October 3, South End Library 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. October 4, Valley East Library 1 p.m. October 15. For more information, visit www.sbarnardauthor.ca. Junction Creek Stewardship Committee presents Turtle Information Session OCT. 6. Attend an information session on turtles in the Ramsey Room at Science North from 6 to 8 p.m. Event is being put on by the Junction Creek Stewardship Committee. Keynote speaker is Jackie Litzges, who will present a speech on the topic, Ontario Turtles Are in Trouble. The session is part of a collaborative turtle project in the Junction Creek watershed in partnership with the Junction Creek Stewardship Committee, Laurentian University and McMaster University. The project aims to complement previous turtle research projects completed in 2019 and 2013-2014 and fill knowledge gaps to inform the restoration of distressed Blanding's turtle habitat. Mayoral Candidates Fireside Chat, hosted by Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce, October 6. On October 6, the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce is hosting a Mayoral Candidates Fireside Chat at the College Boreal Concert Hall from 7 to 9 p.m. The organization issued a survey to members to determine which candidates would be invited, which narrowed in on Brian Bigger, Evelyn Dutrisac, Paul Lefebvre, Miranda Rocca Cercelli and Mila Wong. Only 5 candidates were invited in order to help facilitate a useful and productive discussion, according to a chamber newsletter. Newvelin PSW Course Information Sessions OCT 5, 6 and 12 starting in November 2022, Carrefour Options Plus, Conseil Scolaire Catholique Newvelin's Continuing Education School, will offer the Personal Support Worker, PSW, program in Sudbury. Offered to students 18 years of age and older, this program will allow those interested in becoming a PSW to be trained in French in order to provide care to individuals and families in a variety of settings, including long-term residential institutions and community home care agencies. Persons interested in this program are required to take part in one of the information sessions scheduled for Wednesday, October 5, from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., Thursday, October 6, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. or Wednesday, October 12, from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. It is possible to register for these sessions and obtain more information by contacting Jocelyn Leckler, Carrefour Options Plus Principal, at 705-525-0110 or jocelyn.leckler at newvelin.ca. Carrefour Options Plus is located at 504 Street Raphael Street, Sudbury. STC, Yes Theatre presents Into the Woods until October 9, reimagining Stephen Sondheim and James LaPini's iconic masterpiece, Into the Woods, as an urgent interrogation of the necessity of storytelling in the face of the climate emergency. A world grappling with environmental collapse turns to classic children's fairy tales as a way to make sense of its own story. Witness a world driven by the unexamined pursuit of self-interest, as individual wish fulfillment stifles any possibility of collective action. Ultimately, that bill comes due, as consequences of giant proportions tear, happily ever after, asunder. Those left standing must rise above the temptation of crying, "Your fault," before the last midnight comes, and instead work together to fight for what it is that they want to pass on to the next generation. Production runs at STC September 16 to October 9. Purchase tickets online here. International Day of the Girl Conference OCT 11 Skills Ontario has opened registration for its annual International Day of the Girl celebration. The in-person conference, featuring keynote speaker Kendra Lienema, will take place on Tuesday, October 11 from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Science North. Skills Ontario celebrates the International Day of the Girl to recognize and inspire girls across the province to build their skills, conquer boundaries, and explore their career pathways. Details on the celebration, including registration, can be found at skillsontario.com/ige.ronde-vous-Northern-Ontario-Arts-Symposium-OCT. 14 and 15 artists and arts administrators from Northern Ontario will gather in Sudbury to explore, share, learn, develop and welcome the future as the Sudbury Arts Council and the City of Greater Sudbury host Rendezvous North October 14 to 15. This two-day event located at the McEwen School of Architecture includes panel discussions, workshops, presentations, and more. Quite simply, everything arts. The cost to register is $100. Complete details are available at rendezvousnorth.com. Center Club Dodge d'Or de la Vallée presents Photography Workshop OCT 17 on Monday, October 17 at 10:30 a.m. A photography presentation will be hosted at Center Club Dodge d'Or de la Vallée by Jean-Marie Messier. More information can be found here. Comedy Show, Eric Johnston, October 21 comedian Eric Johnston returns to Sudbury October 21 as part of his Untouchable comedy tour. The show runs at 7 p.m. at the Little Montreal restaurant in downtown Sudbury. Tickets are available through Johnston's website. Comedy show, Jeff Leeson, October. 21 Sudbury Performance Group presents comedian Jeff Leeson in his Sorry I'm Not Kevin Hart comedy tour. The show runs at 7 p.m. at the Trevi Bar and Grill on LaSalle Boulevard. Get tickets online here. For more than 20 years, Jeff Leeson has been astonishing crowds across North America with his off-the-cuff, improvisational style that leaves crowds not only wanting more, but amazed at what they just witnessed. Combining traditional stand-up comedy with long-form improv, Jeff creates a unique and personal experience for the audience each and every show. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents Songs and Dansesacht. 22 concert features music by the great Finnish composer, Gene Sibelius, and much more with guest conductor, Martin McDonald. Pre-concert talk and post-concert reception. Concert takes place starting at 7:30 p.m. at Sudbury Theatre Center. Tickets available through SDC's box office online or by phoning 705-674-8381. Center Club Dodge d'Or de la Vallée presents Bob Ross Painting Workshop October. 31 Center Club Dodge d'Or de la Vallée presents a painting workshop using the Bob Ross technique. The lesson is from 9 to 1 p.m. and registration is $65, which includes materials, but you're advised to bring paper towels. To sign up, call 705-969-8649. Center Club Dodge d'Or de la Vallée October activities throughout October. Center Club Dodge d'Or de la Vallée is hosting activities Monday through Friday each week, in addition to their special events. Every Monday from 9 to 1 p.m. the day center is open for games, coffee and cards, with a communal dinner welcome to all at noon, $12 per lunch, and knitting from 9 to 2 p.m. every Tuesday features line dancing from 10 to 11:30 a.m. and beanbag horseshoes, jeu de pochettes, from 1 to 3:30 p.m. every Wednesday as yoga from 9:30 to 1:30 a.m. and each Thursday will feature hula hooping from 9 to 10 a.m., arts and crafts from 10 to 2 p.m. and paper toll from 11 to 2 p.m. in the Sal Boivin. College Boreal hosts Madame Boldic on tour, exhibition until mid-November. Mary Travers, a Depression-era Quebec folk musician, is the subject of a bilingual traveling exhibition called Madame Boldic on Tour, on display at College Boreal until late fall. You may remember the story of Travers, also known as Madame Boldic and La Boldic, from this Historica Canada Heritage Minute. The exhibition, which is free, can be visited Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at College Boreal's Alphonse Desjardins Resource Centre, located at 21 LaSalle Boulevard. In Sudbury, it runs until mid-November. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents Undergrowth by Sarah Angelucci runs until November 27 this fall. The Art Gallery of Sudbury hosts an exhibition by Toronto contemporary artist Sarah Angelucci titled Undergrowth. The exhibition comprises 28 artworks including 4 series of photography-based works, an audio installation, and the new video projection Ghost Orchard. The exhibition continues at the Art Gallery of Sudbury until November 27. Admission is free with a donation. Cambrian College Free Dental Clinic. Cambrian College's dental clinic is accepting new clients. The clinic provides free dental examinations, cleanings, x-rays and more. Cambrian's dental clinic is operated by the college's dental hygiene program and care is provided by dental hygiene students under the supervision of registered dental hygienists and dentists. The clinic is open for appointments weekday mornings, afternoons, and evenings. To book an appointment, email dental.clinic@cambriancollege.ca. For more information, visit www.cambriancollege.ca/dentalclinic.pierogies and cabbage rolls. Mondays to Fridays, fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Senior Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.